Our next story takes us far from the U.S.-Mexico border to Iran. Specifically, we're going to find out more about a popular women's magazine there called Zanan. It's just started publishing again, but 6 years ago it was shuttered by Iran's government for, quote, threatening the psychological security of society. Here's Zanan's editor Shala Sherkat speaking to PBS in 2009, a year after the shutdown. Iran was then celebrating the 30th anniversary of the Islamic Republic.
The current government in Iran is always worried about a revolution, and it seems strange to me that people like bloggers, Zanan, women or other people in society are accused of plotting one. I'm not the only person who thinks this. We are many. If the government of Iran were mature, and it's the 30th anniversary now, they shouldn't have to worry and imprison or restrict people.
Maybe Iranian authorities are feeling more mature, more secure now, hence the decision to let this women's magazine publish again. Nina Ansari is an Iranian historian and an expert on Iran's women's movement. She has an upcoming book called The Jewels of Allah. Nina, tell us more about this magazine, Zanan.
Aaron, the magazine Zanan, which has been its resurgence right now under the banner Zanan Emruz, or Today's Women, was actually the longest running and most popular feminist publication in post-revolutionary Iran, which in and of itself is unique and unprecedented that Ms. Sherkat was able to remain on the radar for so long within a patriarchal environment. Zanan was unique in many ways. One, it blurred the distinction between strictly Iranian and Western standards where the feminist terminology was concerned. In order for me to elaborate, I would want to have to go into the background of traditional women in Iran who, for the most part, felt that the feminist terminology is really a Western concept that is irrelevant to the nature of women's demands in Iran. And Sherkat uniquely contributed by showcasing the common ingredients between historically disempowered women in Western nations through an inventory of her articles about Simone de Beauvoir, about the words and wisdom of Virginia Woolf, all echoing the predicament of women in post-revolutionary Iran who continue to be debilitated by an ingrained custom of patriarchy.
This sounds like pretty heady stuff. There were no articles about makeup or dieting?
No,
that sort of thing?
This is exactly what is unique, what I found to be unique about Zanan, was that Sherkat herself really emphasized the intellectual capacity of womanhood as opposed to her outward appearance. She had some fashion pages and also some pages on the art of cuisine, but, you know, those were very sporadic.
You know, sort of the message that we get about Iranian women here in the United States is that there's a lot of concern about outward appearance and looking good.
That is the concern of hardliners, is to dictate how a woman should look. And women in Iran right now are rebelling against an enforced dress code. There are women in Iran who probably still embrace wearing a head covering or the veil, but the enforcement of it has been so drastic that I think this is a form of rebellion right now, especially by Iran, where Iranian youth are concerned. And so, you know, what you see with women's outward appearance is really nothing to do with the educational attainment, their drive, their desire to have a career. Those are all things that Sherkat brought to the forefront in her magazine for 16 years and now has resurfaced to do the same.
Have you been able to read the first issue of the new magazine? What kind of stories were there? And does it have the same strength as the old magazine?
You know, Sherkat's stories reflect a strong yet cautious opening act, which is completely understandable. Her articles are not as bold as they were in Zanan. You're talking 16 years. When you're on the map for 16 years, it empowers you more. I think, given the fact that she has been absent for 6 years, I think this is a beautiful opening act. And it also shows the art of persistence, which for the women's movement in Iran is very important, the art of persistence.
Nina Ansari, author and historian, thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you.